left me southern friends. I'll never know is that I used to be so green. Now all I feel is that I don't know what I mean. I'll never know is that I used to be so green. Now all I feel is that I don't know what I mean.
day, man. Let's take the boat out.
Sure. Toss me a life jacket. Try that again. One more time. What about my shades?
1 in 3 fatalities on our waterways is caused by impaired boating. Make the smart choice. Don't boat impaired.
We really should stay on the dock.
A message from Mad Canada.
Yeah, don't be drinking and boating, okay? There's a lot of boats out there. It's hot. It's hot in Vancouver. It's hot probably where you are. It's summer, so be responsible when you're on the boat, and don't be a dickhead. For sure, because there's some of them out there. I was out with the dog in the water in Vancouver in the bay here. It got a little bit of a close call there. Anyway, and it always takes me back to Kirstie McCall's poor story of being run over by a jet ski or a boat in Mexico, and no one ever being charged because apparently the driver was some rich dude. Sad news there. Anyway, so be responsible out there, please. John Davis was the last song there. He is half of Folk Implosion. Lovely guy. Met him when they played here recently. A grade 4 teacher in Maine or Vermont or something out west. The song's called Tug of War, Leave Home, 1995. Great little lo-fi album. And there are lots of lo-fi records were doing their thing in those days. PJ Harvey, of course, Come On Billy from To Bring You My Love. PJ Harvey, so... In the day, we would read this thing called the College Music Journal. Is that right? Yeah, College Music Journal, and it was a monthly magazine. Plus, it was a weekly mail out, I believe, to radio stations that had a lot of industry stuff, like tons of information about all different radio stations around North America and what they're playing. PJ Harvey, To Bring You My Love, was number one on the top 75 alternative radio airplay. Just a reference: Morphine's there at number two. So this is July of 1995. Morphine's there at number two. With Yes, Matthew Sweet, number three, Mike Watt, number four, Julian Hatfield, a band called All, I don't know them, the Tank Girl soundtrack, Archers of Loaf, VV, Goo Goo Dolls, Elastica, Guided by Voices, KMFDM, Helium, etc., etc. Pavements down, way down there at 16. Come on, boys, the slackers, hey, 16. Radiohead's at 18. Ned's Atomic Dustbin is there. At 21, 22, the sixth, the fellows, Magnetic Fields fellows, Stephen Merritt, that's his band. I wanted to get them on today. I'm going to try. I don't know if I can or not. And down there, you're wondering, of course, down there at number 75 is Tsunami with World Tour and Other Destinations. If you're ever interested, Google CMJ old issues and you come out, you can read them. A lot of them are scanned and you can read right through them. And there's a good 75 pages for each one. Anyway, so also in 1995, what's going on? Burmese dissident Aung San Suu Kyi is freed from house arrest, and 30 years later, I think she's back under house arrest. There you go. Some other sad news, a Srebrenica massacre in former Yugoslavia of Bosnians. It was a sad day, very sad. Apparently, it was the worst massacre since the Second World War at that point. That's 1995. Bill Gates, the world's richest man, whatever. So that's what's going on now. Lollapalooza is also still running. I think it's maybe the fourth year. Beck is headlining. Mighty Mighty Boss Stones are playing. Jesus Lizard, Pavement, Sinead O'Connor, Hole, Sonic Youth, Cypress Hill. Actually, I don't know who headlined. Laika, Helium, and Thomerson, Jefferson, Slave Apartments, Yola Tango, Patti Smith, Built to Spill. Those are some of the bands that were playing in 1995, depending on where you were. I really liked a lot of this second. By this time, Lollapalooza is getting big, getting quite popular, and some big names there. Didn't see that one. I don't know why. We saw the one year before out in Cloverdale, out in suburban Vancouver, that featured Beastie Boys and Smashing Pumpkins filled in for Nirvana. And sad for them playing after Beastie Boys. Pretty much impossible. Nick Cave was playing there in the afternoon. Breeders were playing. Stereolab were playing, I remember. And that was a good one. So that was the year before. Anyway, so also these days, the Friends theme, I'll Be There for You by the Rembrandts. Rembrandts are Canadian. And that was number one on the Canadian charts, I think, a number or whatever. The poor Quebec Nordiques moved to Denver and then quickly won the Stanley Cup. So that's another one there. And Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill, is all over the place as well. Some good songs on there, and she's back touring, I think. Did she play in Glastonbury this year? And by all accounts, it was a good show, and she did a good job. So let's go with another big headliner here, big name here. This is the album is from called Post. And this is Bjork, the song's called Enjoy, 1995 release. earlier played in the Sugar Cubes in the late 80s. Thanks for listening. Noise of Carpet, CJSF.ca, 90.1 FM. If you're around in Vancouver, we'll get back to it, get back some music here. We've got 15 minutes left. This is a bit of a dance set here. There's a bit of a beat, some beat, and some drums here for you here. So you can get off the couch, put down your tea.
Contemplated a plan on a cell floor. I'm not a fugitive on the road. To the Noise of Carpet on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Gonna kick it roof down.
So how you gonna kick it?
Gonna kick it roof down.
So how you gonna kick it?
Gonna kick it roof down.
Oh, yeah. That's Beastie Boys, of course. Root Down from Ill Communication. That one goes out to Rhett from 12 Oaks, Georgia. Thanks for listening, Rhett, today. That's for you. Well done. Shag of the Week. Nailed it. Well done. Thank you for listening. It's been July 1995 or so in here. I guess it's... We're thinking maybe I should steal one of Todd's hours one day, but don't tell him in August, and then I can do 2 hours of some more summer hits, because I don't think 1 hour is enough. But anyway, that's it. So thank you for listening. What we'll finish off with we will get to number two on the CMJ Hot 75 countdown from July of 1995, and we'll finish off with another classic by a band called from Boston, a band called Morphine, and the song is All Your Way. Thank you for listening again. This one goes out to Roddy in Nova Scotia. Talk later. Thanks for listening. I'm off for a couple of weeks, so see you sort of later August.
About it, not right now. On my dying day, am I able to sit on a still sea full of manly ridge? On my dying day, am I able to